You have tuned in to Open Mic on CJSF Radio, broadcasting on 90.1 FM from Burnaby Mountain, BC.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Open Mic. I'm your host, Varian. Just coming hot off a reading break, and I got sick. So this is maybe a little bit of a low energy show this week. I felt well enough to come to school, but not really feeling too well. So might be a bit of a music heavy show today, but nonetheless, I've got some good tracks for you. On the outset of my programming today, I'd like to acknowledge that CJSF broadcasts atop Burnaby Mountain on the unceded ancestral territories of the Coquitlam, Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh Nations. Let's get in with a first track here by a band called DVTR. Here is DVTR.
Oh,
And welcome back. That last track was Polish the Plastic by Fever Feel here on CGSF 90.1 FM. If you're just tuning in, I'm your host, Varian. And during my reading break, it's kind of funny. Okay, well, to preface this, this is maybe like a bit of like a Varian trauma dump moment. Haha. But I kind of like realized, maybe you were playing with the idea a little bit, that like I might have like a little bit of ADHD. Not really trauma dumping here, but you know, maybe playing with the idea of a reading break, that like maybe like ADHD is kind of a real thing. I've always had like trouble kind of like having, you know, not so much like the ADD stuff, like not really being able, I'm not like bouncing off the walls or anything, you know, crazy, or I don't know. But you know, I feel like I've always had kind of trouble like focusing on a task, and you know, things feel very unmotivating, and definitely I've always struggled with school. Like, school's always been really hard for me, and it's always been like really hard to like form habits. And so it's funny in the way that like I've kind of like thought about that with reading break, I've been playing a ton of Persona 3. For those who are unacquainted, that would be such a good idea if I played a Persona 3 song after this. Anyway, Persona 3 is like this great, the Persona franchise is this like Japanese RPG game. But the big distinction is that it has a real life component and then like the dungeon crawling component. And the real life component is like very much a gamified version of living your life. Let me give you an example. You in a day cycle. So the game revolves a lot around time. So there is like a calendar that ticks down every time, and a lot of the sort of main story events are sort of connected to certain dates. So I don't know. For example, I haven't finished this third game yet. This, for reference, this third game is a remake. It's Persona 3 Reloaded. But I played the fifth game, and for example, like on Valentine's Day, there's like an event, and so, you know, you always have to be very cautious of like the calendar. But not only that, a lot of the game revolves around social relations, and so there are certain parts of the game or certain upgrades that you are locked out of unless you, you know, socialize and you talk to certain people. So in an aspect, there's a bit of a, you know, there's a bit of a time management thing. And what I really liked about Persona, I think what really kind of drew me in, is that like it's really gamified. Like there's like only three things I can do in a day. It's like, oh, okay, you know, I have to like go to school, and you know, I have to like, you know, spend time to put points aside to like my academics, but also like I don't want to neglect like social relations, because that, you know, like building relations with my like confidants, like build up a score, and that will help me in the dungeons. And I also don't want to neglect grinding out dungeons, because it's important for grinding XP. And it's like that kind of game just like totally engrosses me and locks me in for so long. And I've been talking to some of my friends who have an ADHD diagnosis, and they're saying that that seems to make sense. I mean, a lot of people, not for all, but, you know, a lot of people with ADHD find that the problem is that when they complete a task, you know, there is there's no dopamine, there's no uptick of dopamine, and so things tend to feel unmotivating, and sort of, the friend I was talking to, gamifying and sort of systematically, like, you know, assigning values to tasks kind of helps them, you know, get tasks done. And sort of that's sort of what I think I was maybe really enthralled and enjoying with Persona. And it's so funny, because like I feel like this week probably like made a lot of progress about it, in terms of like, well, it's like I feel like I've always sort of understood the idea that maybe like ADHD might be a bit of a possibility for me. But I think that also my outlook on it was that, well, I mean, either way, I'm not sure if like taking medication is something that I'm particularly like interested in doing. Like, I'm not sure if I want to be medicated. And so either way, I feel like my outlook had always been, okay, well, let's say the diagnosis comes, I think I want to still treat it in sort of a more like natural way, like going to therapy and stuff and whatnot. And I have been going to therapy for, you know, for school. I feel like school has been such a big anxiety for me for so long. And one of my friends kind of very compassionately brought up the fact that like, well, you know, Maybe taking medication isn't so bad. It's not like being reliant on it, but, you know, sometimes for people with ADHD, it's almost very difficult or impossible to form good habits. And so for them, it was easiest for them to, you know, they've been medicated for a while. They found it very easy to, take medication as the sort of first step and use medication to help build habits, and then sort of weaning off the medication as habits start to form. And I think that, like, maybe my outlook on everything kind of changed to be a little more compassionate to this idea that, like, I can't just, like, fix it by myself, you know? I think that, like, sometimes going to therapy felt like I was doing something when in actuality, it was doing something. I think I recommend to all of you to, you know, reach out for counseling support in one way or another. I think it's very valuable if you're covered by your work or your school. Like, I would definitely recommend you guys go check that out. And if it's not for you, you could say it's not for you, you know, but you should definitely try it. And there's definitely some great things that come out of being therapized, you know what I mean? But now it's like, I feel like my outlook's changed a little bit, and I've been with this therapist that I've been seeing for a while now, and honestly, maybe I've sort of plateaued in the progress I made with that, and I feel like I might stop seeing that therapist now. I mean, I think that, like, I might try to, you know, circumvent the issue by, like, looking for other ways of support, but we were also kind of talking about, it's kind of funny to, like, dump your therapist a little bit, you know? It's, like, kind of sad. I was, like, talking to someone about that similarly, where they had, like, not been, to therapy in a while, and they were kind of went from, like, sort of a weekly basis to a monthly basis. And, you know, we can't forget that all therapists are, you know, it's interesting that the job of therapist is inherently kind of losing money, in the sense of, like, well, you are trying to improve your client's life so that they don't need to go to therapy, but in that they don't go to therapy with you anymore and they don't spend money with you, sort of thing, you know? It's kind of interesting like that. But that aside, you know, my friend was talking about how, like, oh yeah, like, she stopped showing up so often, and her therapy kind of nudged and kind of bugged her. It was like, oh, you know, like, it's been a while, like, oh, I miss, like, seeing you, kind of stuff. And so it's kind of funny, like, I feel like right now I'm, like, having I'm gonna break up with my therapist a little bit, but, you know, I mean, maybe break is a harsh way to think of it, but it's like, maybe that's, like, not the resource that's, the support I, like, necessarily need right now. But, like, you know, I think things are looking up for me, academics-wise. Never been, like, a great student, but, you know, went to my academic counselor this week and got some things straightened out, and looking like I can graduate in, like, about a year, maybe, like, next spring. That would be pretty pog. Maybe things are looking up for me and feeling pretty hopeful, you know? And, you know, I hope what you guys get out of this isn't me trauma dumping and journaling on air to and embarrassing myself in front of everyone, but maybe as, like, maybe someone else who is, like, you know, erring on the side of, oh, well, like, do I want to seek help for maybe something that's difficult ADHD-wise, or someone else in my position, you know, I hope this is helpful, you know, nah, I mean. Anyways, I'm going to get back into some more music, but I need time because I kind of want to play a Persona song now, so I'm going to cut to a quick PSA, and then hopefully I'll find a banger for you guys. How's that? All right. Will this load? Oh, always unlucky with the PSAs. Some of them are maybe corrupted or something or other. How funny. The one that works is about the Student Learning Commons. So that's the one that's going to be played. Once again, I've been Varian. You'll see me to CJSF 90.1 FM.
Looking for a community who will support you on your academic journey? The Student Learning Commons has got your back. The Student Learning Commons is SFU's Academic Success Center. We provide free workshops, one-on-one consultations, coaching, and online tutoring with a focus on writing, study skills, and academic English. All Student Learning Commons programs and services are available to SFU students and are approved by SFU as providing ethical, academically honest support. Learn more by visiting our locations in the library on all three SFU campuses, or check us out online at learningcommons.sfu.ca.
Hey, this is Anuki, your Faculty of Environment representative, here to let you know what the SFSS is. The SFSS is a student union that is student-led, and it represents and advocates for the interests of the 26,000 undergraduate students at SFU. We are a non-for-profit support network and a voice at SFU, which provides services like the UPass and health and dental. We also provide support to make your student life better. You can reach the SFSS on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, or by emailing us. We look forward to hearing from you. Thank you.
Let's go. We'll be right back. Dreamcast, we can let the